Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Breast by Philip Roth, performed by David Colaci. To Elizabeth Ames, Executive Director of IADO from 1924 to 1970, and to the Corporation of IADO, Saratoga Springs, New York, the best friends a writer could have. It began oddly, but could it have begun otherwise, however it began? It has been said, of course, that everything under the sun begins oddly and ends oddly and is odd. A perfect rose is odd, so is an imperfect rose, so is the rose of ordinary rosy good looks growing in your neighbor's garden. I know about the perspective from which all that exists appears awesome and mysterious. Reflect upon eternity, consider, if you are up to it, oblivion, and everything becomes a wonder. Still, I would submit to you, in all humility, that some things are more wondrous than others, and that I am one such thing. It began oddly. A mild, sporadic tingling in the groin. During that first week, I would retire several times a day to the men's room adjacent to my office in the Humanities Building to take down my trousers, but upon examining myself, I saw nothing out of the ordinary, assiduous as was my search. I decided, half-heartedly, to ignore it. I had been so devout a hypochondriac all my life, so alert to every change in body temperature and systematic regularity, that the reasonable man I also was had long found it impossible to take seriously all my telltale